Bill Guerin has not been shy about making moves during his tenure as Wild GM, and that includes this season. We discuss the four most impactful moves he made during 2022-2023 on today's episode of Locked On Wild.
You're Locked On Wild. Your daily podcast on the Minnesota Wild. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's happening, Wild fans? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Wild, your daily Minnesota Wild podcast, part of the Locked On Sports Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you, as always, for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. Just a reminder, make sure you subscribe to Locked On Wild on YouTube or wherever you listen to your podcasts. On today's episode of Locked On Wild, we break down the four most impactful moves the Wild have made this season, with a focus on before the year, during the year, and a look ahead to the offseason as well. My name is Seth Topol, your daily Minnesota Wild insider, and they don't call him Whelan and Dylan Bill Guerin for nothing, as Billy G has shown a tendency to make a ton of moves throughout his tenure so far as Wild GM. Doesn't matter if it's in the offseason, doesn't matter if it's during the season, you name it, he has shown a tendency to shake things up when necessary, and this year's no exception. Guerin has made some very impactful moves throughout the course of this season, which is why the Wild are in a position to finish in the top three in the Central Division, and as of right now, tied for first place in the Central Division with the Dallas Stars, although Dallas technically in first as of right now, but that's a moot point. The point being is that Guerin has made some real impactful moves throughout the course of this season, and we may be talking about the most impactful right off the bat because it was maybe the most unknown coming into this season, and that was the decision to move Cam Talbot for Philip Gustafson. Let's rewind and kind of look at what led up to that decision. So you have Cam Talbot, who goes on the heater last year, 13-0-2 in a 15-start span. Just absolutely just insane numbers that he was putting up down the stretch last year. The Wild acquire Marc-Andre Fleury at the trade deadline. Fleury then starts the series against the St. Louis Blues. Talbot gets in game six, but it's too little too late at that point. Not super thrilled is the Talbot camp as to how that entire situation played out. And it leads to some more frustration in the offseason with Fleury being re-signed and Talbot being the lesser paid of the 50-50 split, don't call it a split, goalie rotation that the Wild were looking to take into the season here so far this season. But then it all came to a head on draft weekend, and that included a meeting between Bill Guerin and Cam Talbot's agent. Talbot frustrated with how the scenario was playing out. It led to tweets from the Talbot family expressing some lack of enthusiasm over how the entire situation played out. And so Bill Guerin did what Bill Guerin does. You have probably saw the quotes at the time, because I know we talked about them here on this show with some colorful language, to where they were trying to back Guerin into a situation of like, he needs to do something or this situation is going to get out of hand. And Guerin fired back with the, I don't have bleep to do. If Talbot is on this team, he's going to be a member of this team, and that's just the way it is. And so you have that stance, that line drawn in the sand, and then a very quick pivot to where all of a sudden then there were rumors that Talbot was going to get traded. And all of a sudden then you find Talbot on the Ottawa Senators. And a young goalie by the name of Philip Gustafson comes into the mix as what it appears to be at the time, the backup goalie. And a guy who really not a lot in the way of playoff experience or any experience, let alone playoff, any experience whatsoever. Just not a lot of starts. So Guerin going with the younger option, saving some cap space, and just jettisoning a guy who was not super thrilled with how things were working out with his position on the team. And so Guerin says, all right, you don't want to be here. We won't obligate you to be. And so it was fascinating to watch that whole thing play out. And you go to a situation where you're like, all right, so we got Marc-Andre Fleury, who's getting up there in age, and Philip Gustafson, who we don't know a whole lot about, and it could not have worked out better. Talbot, for what it's worth, has made 32 starts this year, and it's not a great Senators team, so the numbers don't really mean all that much. 15-14-1. 2.85 goals against average, a 905 save percentage with the Senators this year. He's been injured a couple of times, and so obviously not a super great season for Cam Talbot in Ottawa. Philip Gustafson, however, let me read you this, courtesy of Minnesota Wild PR. Since November 19th, Philip Gustafson is 17-5-4, with a 1.79 goals against average and a 939 save percentage, three shutouts in 27 games, 26 starts. He leads the NHL in goals against average and save percentage in that span amongst goalies with a minimum of 10 games played. You end up getting not only a good young goalie, but statistically one of the top five goalies in the NHL. Obviously, there are more ahead of Gustafson that have played more games, but Bill Guerin absolutely hit that out of the park. And I know there are some factors that are helping with the Gustafson numbers. The defense in front of Gustafson is leagues better than what they are trotting out there in Ottawa, but at the same time, it's not like this is a heater that that Gustafson is on. He's been doing it pretty much the whole season. And part of that is getting a chance to learn from a Hall of Fame goalie in front of him. But I think, too, just getting the opportunity that he wasn't going to have in Ottawa that he now has here in Minnesota. And so you want to talk about impactful moves that have helped change the course of this season. It was Bill Guerin finding a diamond in the rough in Philip Gustafson, and a guy who you go from at the start of the season saying, well, if we get anything from him, that's going to be a bonus. But it's turned more and more to, we got to find a way to keep this guy around beyond this season. Like, we got to find a way to lock this guy in so that you have him and then also Jesper Wallstedt down in Iowa that will be ready when he's ready. It has gone from a situation of a relative unknown to almost a certainty that every time he is in net, he's going to give you a good performance. Look what he did against the New Jersey Devils. 47 saves in that game. Pretty much single-handedly silenced the Devils outside of the wraparound goal where he kind of got yanked out of the crease. But single-handedly silenced the Devils in OT and down the stretch in the third period. And that just seems like another day at the office for Philip Gustafson so far this season. So if we're talking about impactful moves that Bill Guerin has made, Philip Gustafson, top of the list in my mind. Now, there will be some other moves that are not going to be on this list. Obviously, there was another big trade in the offseason, but we haven't seen that really play out enough to be able to weigh in on whether that trade worked out or didn't. So we're going to just focus on some of the ones that we've seen immediate dividends from. But Philip Gustafson's top of the list in my mind. That was just an absolute win for Bill Guerin. Saved some cap space. And another move that we'll talk about at the end of the show today helped pave the way for keeping Philip Gustafson in Minnesota beyond this season if the Wild decide to go that route. So Philip Gustafson's my number one. And that was a move, obviously, that happened before the season. There have been a couple during the season that have really paid off for this Wild team. And so we'll talk about two of the big impact moves during the season as we continue to look at the biggest impact moves Bill Guerin has made throughout the year on today's episode of Locked On Wild. No matter how the last game went, anytime you take the field, you've got a shot at greatness. Give your team the best shot at winning by recruiting more MVPs with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements, or else you don't pay. One of the things that makes Indeed the most enjoyable to work with is the ability to focus your search on whatever you may be looking for. You can start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/LockedOn. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/LockedOn to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/LockedOn. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Continuing today's episode of Locked On Wild, once again, thank you for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, make sure you check out the Locked On NHL podcast to get the full lowdown on the playoff push for everyone in and everyone out. For more, you can follow Locked On NHL wherever you listen to your podcasts. So we start by talking about maybe the most impactful move that Bill Guerin made before the season started. If you'll recall, and it feels like a completely different season, things did not get off to a great start for the Wild here this year. They had the famous 0-3, or the oh no, as I like to call it, that dreadful 0-3 start with the 20 goals allowed. But things gradually started to get more on course. And that was in no small effort due to the acquisition, first off, of Ryan Reeves. Guerin talked about it as the team navigated through the early part of the season in that it seemed like they were lacking a little something at that point in the season. And you go and you get Ryan Reeves, who was acquired just before the Toronto game. And the Wild end up going, I think, 12-4 in their next 16 games with him in the lineup. And the Wild are a team that has played substantially better hockey with Reeves in the lineup because of what he brings, not only from just physical imposing presence, but what he brings off the ice as well. How many times have we seen it this year? Interviews during intermissions, tarps off interviews, all those things that Ryan Reeves has done to just help kind of loosen this bunch up a little bit. I think there was so much pressure and tension and lack of success at the early part of the season that really kind of led to a lot of guys on this roster withdrawing themselves into a little bit of a shell. And Reeves has come in, helped keep the mood a little lighter. But we've also started to see him really impact the game as well. There was a stretch throughout the first month or so with Reeves where it seemed like you could count on one hand the number of games that he directly impacted. The Detroit Red Wings game was one in particular. Had a couple of huge hits. Just seemed to really help establish that physical tone for this team. But I think one of the things that I marvel at with what Ryan Reeves brings to the table is you just assume him as a guy who he fights and he's physical. But he is such a smart player, too. I mean, coming into this game today against the Philadelphia Flyers, Reeves, with just 24 penalty minutes in 51 games with the Minnesota Wild. That has included a couple of fights as well. So outside of fights, he's a guy that just does not take penalties. And so that, I think, was an outside-the-box area that he has been able to help with in showing this team that there are ways to impact what's going on the ice while not being called for penalties. Ryan Hartman earlier in the season, just a penalty machine, penalty magnet. We've seen it from other guys throughout the year, but this team has, up until recently, really done a much better job of just not taking penalties. And that comes from those guys who can kind of lead by example. Do it this way. Hit somebody this way so that you don't end up taking a costly penalty. But he's turned into Ryan Reeves' elite goal scorer here recently as well. And so you look back on that, and at the time, it seemed like, and I'll admit, a little bit of a head-scratcher for me, but Reeves brought some pedigree, experience, and most importantly, a strong personality to come in and help lead this group this year. The locker room chemistry has been something Bill Guerin has been very adamant about prioritizing. And so Reeves comes in and is a huge boost to that. And I don't think it's a shock that the Wild have been as good as they have. They're, I think if I did the math right, 30-14-7 with Reeves in the lineup since he was acquired, which obviously is a pretty darn good record for the team with him in the lineup. So he's been a great addition to this team. So that's one of the trades that happened early in the season that has paid big dividends. How about one at the deadline that has paid off and then some? That, of course, is the reacquisition, although this the first trade acquisition for Mr. Marcus Johansson. Another move that people looked at, myself included, and just didn't really understand. Thought, Marcus Johansson for a third-round pick? What is the logic here? What's the reasoning? What are we doing? And, I mean, look at Johansson's numbers since he was acquired. He's got 8 points in 10 games. Matt Boldy has turned into this, like, slightly less productive version of Connor McDavid since Marcus Johansson was put on that line. But I think the Johansson trade shows something else that Bill Guerin really values. And this ties back to this ties back to the Philip Gustavsson trade too, is familiarity. And obviously with Johansson, he was here before, so Guerin obviously had a chance to get to know him and what he brings to the table. And so he had an inside track as to the type of player that the Wild were acquiring to come back in. And it's obvious that Johansson has found a new gear and has been playing noticeably better hockey than he did in his previous stint. And he just has come in and helped turn that second line into a juggernaut. They had 24 points in the six games that they were together. And by they, I mean Johansson, Boldy, and Joel Eriksson Ek. So there's obviously a ton of chemistry there. Those guys continue to cook, which takes pressure off of Kirill and his line mates. And so if you're putting together a list of impactful moves, that's got to be on there too, because that was one that Bill Guerin, and it, again, it's not like Marcus Johansson was a sought-after commodity at the trade deadline. So Bill Guerin clearly looked at him as a player to grab because of the familiarity that he had with him from his last stint. And it has worked out substantially since he was acquired and just has turned this offense into a whole new beast that the rest of the Western Conference has to try to contend with. There was another move made at the trade deadline with more of an eye to the future. And so to finish today's episode of Locked On Wild, we'll talk about that fourth impact move that is going to have an impact on our first impact move as we finish today's episode of Locked On Wild. After a word from our sponsor, which for today's episode is the official sports betting partner of Locked On, that is FanDuel Sportsbook. The NCAA tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scorers and three-pointers drained. The perfect way to take your focus off of your busted bracket. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Locked On. Final segment of today's episode of Locked On Wilds. Once again, thank you for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, make sure you check out the Locked On Flyers podcast to get the full lowdown on Philadelphia heading into tonight's game. Locked On Flyers is available wherever you listen to your podcasts and on YouTube, absolutely free. So we've covered three of the four biggest impact moves that Bill Guerin made for this season. But we have one that we have yet to address, and that's because this move has an eye on the future. And it does impact the first move that was made on our list here this evening. That is, of course, the decision to trade Jordan Greenway to the Buffalo Sabres. The Jordan Greenway experience was one that we were fully familiar with here in Minnesota, a guy who possessed just an unbelievable amount of size and physicality, was just kind of a unicorn, I think is probably the best way to put it, just in terms of what he brings to the ice from his size perspective. 6'6", 231, those types of players don't grow on trees. And so we've seen the Jordan Greenway experience have the highs and lows. Last year, obviously, really turned a corner and was impactful on offense and defense. This year, not so much. And it got to the point where Greenway missed a team meeting before a game against the St. Louis Blues, then did not play because he showed up to the arena late. And ever since that point, there were rumblings that the experience, the Jordan Greenway experience, was coming to an end, because not only did that happen, but the production on the ice really dried up as well. And so we went through a whole couple of weeks leading up to the trade deadline wondering, is Jordan Greenway actually going to be dealt? Is Bill Guerin going to be able to get anything for him? How is this going to play out? And on the hook for $3.1 million for the next couple of seasons, that money could certainly be used elsewhere. And it got to deadline day, and with a couple of hours to go, all of a sudden, Bill Guerin pulls the trigger. Jordan Greenway to Buffalo for a second-round pick, and that wasn't the only thing. A second-round pick and a fifth-round pick for the Jordan Greenway experience, and the full salary. Wild did not retain a thing on that Greenway salary. So you have a Buffalo team that I think kind of took the bait, and they wanted to try to be the ones to unlock Jordan Greenway. But the reason this was such an impactful move is because of what Bill Guerin did to fill that spot. Obviously, the grief line, no more. But the Wild have still been able to generate that physical, tough checking line to help with their defensive identity. We've seen it from the likes of Brandon Duhame, Marcus Foligno, Oscar Sundquist, Freddie Goudreau, guys that have been put on that third line. It still has done a lot of the same things that that were done with Jordan Greenway on the team. But these players are not of Jordan Greenway's stature, and yet they're playing better than he did down the stretch while he was here. And we talked earlier in the week about the early returns so far for the Buffalo Sabres. Greenway with a single point, and that has pretty much been it for the Buffalo Sabres. He scored a goal in his first game with them. He has not scored since. He's a minus five in those eight games. He's not fitting into the top six like Buffalo had hoped. And so not only did Bill Guerin find a way to move the Jordan Greenway contract to free up that money, but by doing so, he may have found the exact capital that he needed to keep Philip Gustafson around long term. I know a number was thrown out maybe a month ago by Michael Russo that the Wilds could look for an extension somewhere in the area of $2.8 million for Philip Gustafson as kind of your AAV, similar to that Stuart Skinner contract that he signed with the Edmonton Oilers. That money previously did not technically exist. The Wild do have some cap space, but they have a lot of needs to fill in the offseason. And so by creating that hole, you can just say, okay, that money that we previously had in the books is now going to Philip Gustafson. And so Bill Guerin has, through confidence in players on this roster, to fill what Jordan Greenway wasn't doing, he has created an opportunity to keep one of the guys on the list for off-season objectives. So Guerin also, in valuing familiarity, is not hesitant to pull the trigger on moves if players just aren't working out. Nico Sturm for Tyson Jost, subsequently then Tyson Jost being waived and claimed by the Buffalo Sabres. Also, if you want to back up before the Philip Gustavson trade, how about the trade to send Kaapo Kähkönen to the San Jose Sharks for Jake Middleton? He has a long history already of not waiting around for players to figure it out. You either kind of have it or you don't. And so from Philip Gustavson before the season to Ryan Reeves and Marcus Johansson during the season, and then Jordan Greenway being sent out, Bill Guerin has made some very impactful moves that are the reason that this team is currently where they are at, which is fighting for first place. Again, the whole time, last year and this year, all while carrying a briefcase full of $12-ish million, of which the Wild forgot the combination for. But that's okay, because it has a timer on it, and that briefcase will open after the 2024-2025 season. So even with that, this Wild team battling for first place after being the third-place team, second-place team, I beg your pardon, last year, they just continue to get it done, and that's because Bill Guerin is not afraid to make moves to improve this roster, to keep this team in contention over these last couple years. That will do it for today's episode of Locked on Wild. So now that your first listen is done, make sure you once again check out our pregame preview coming later this afternoon as we gear up for the Wild taking on the Philadelphia Flyers as the Wild try to pick up win number 42 on the season. Keep an eye on that out for that this afternoon, and make sure to follow along and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on any content from Locked on Wild here throughout the week. Pre-game content, post-game content, plus full episodes each and every day. We are your first listen of the day and are your exclusive daily spot or Minnesota Wild coverage. So follow along with us as we push towards the playoffs with new episodes every Monday through Friday as part of the Locked On Podcast Network.